Urbana.
Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. A great award has been bestowed upon a great patriot. Near where George Washington defeated the British in the Battle of Princeton, the university awarded the Great Princeton Class of 2008 Understandable Vanity Award to Stephen Colbert. In accepting the honor, the faux conservative Comedy Central host told graduates, "While they may want to change the world, please don't do that, okay? Some of us like the way things are going now." It's Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Barack Obama says he's looking forward to the upcoming contest with Republican John McCain. The presidential campaign got underway in earnest last night after Obama clinched the Democratic presidential nomination. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Barack Obama and John McCain have already been circling one another for weeks. Now that Obama has secured the Democratic nomination, he can turn his full attention to his November opponent. Obama says despite McCain's independent label, he's championed the same policies as George Bush when it comes to the economy, health care, and the war in Iraq.
There are many words to describe John McCain's attempt to pass off his embrace of George Bush's policies as bipartisan and new. But change is not one of them.
McCain countered, calling Obama's platform a throwback to failed big government policies of the past. Both men are making a play for independent voters and for former supporters of Hillary Clinton. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Hillary Clinton is not counting herself out just yet. During a speech in New York last night, she stopped short of dropping out of the race, but she did call for party unity.
I am committed to uniting our party so we move forward stronger and more ready than ever to take back the White House this November.
Clinton has told New York colleagues that she's open to the possibility of running for vice president if that would help the party's ticket. Clinton and Obama could run into each other today when each addresses a powerful pro-Israel lobbying group's annual conference in Washington. And Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is also in town for the AIPAC conference. He's to meet with President Bush later today. An Ohio man the FBI accused of being a member of Al-Qaeda has pleaded guilty to conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against targets in Europe and in the United States. NPR's Tina Temple-Raston reports.
The FBI says that 44-year-old Christopher Paul attended Al-Qaeda training camps in Pakistan and Afghanistan and even signed a pledge to Osama bin Laden. The FBI said he had worked with other Al-Qaeda members to plot a number of bombings in Europe. They wanted to bomb government buildings overseas and had targeted vacation spots in Europe where Americans tended to congregate. Paul is the third of three Ohio men who admitted to the charges.
This is meteorologist Ed Kieser with a weather bulletin. The National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Clark County in east central Illinois and neighboring northern Crawford County until 6 a.m. As of 1 minute ago, National Weather Service meteorologists detected a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour, located 3 miles northeast of Eaton, or about 7 miles north of Robinson, moving east at a whopping 56 miles per hour. So Annapolis, Hudsonville, Palestine, and West Union are in the path of this storm. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for northern Crawford and southeastern Clark counties until 6 a.m. And we will keep you updated on the weather here on WILL AM and FM. On WILL AM, we'll have an in-depth weather report in less than 2 minutes. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Region of Abkhazia as Western diplomats take part in a major drive to calm rising tensions over the bitter standoff between Tbilisi and Moscow. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
NATO Secretary General Yaptehop Skefer said Russia should withdraw 400 troops it sent to Abkhazia last week to help restore a rail line in Georgia's breakaway region. Yaptehop Skefer said in a statement that this deployment is clearly in contravention of Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Georgia accuses Russia of wanting to annex Abkhazia, which has been kept afloat by support from Moscow. Top-level U.S. and European Union diplomats are shuttling between Georgia, Abkhazia, and Russia this week. EU External Relations Commissioner Benito Ferreira-Waldner is due to meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow today to discuss a proposal for replacing Russian peacekeepers in Abkhazia with an international force. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News. Moscow.
The last few dozen children taken from a polygamous group's ranch in Texas are still in foster care, but by the end of today, all of them are expected to be back with their families. The Texas Supreme Court last week ruled the state overreached when it raided the group's ranch 2 months ago. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Saturn. Introducing the Outlook crossover with seating for eight and an EPA-estimated 24 miles per gallon highway. Learn more at Saturn.com.
It's 5:35, time for the weather on AM 580, and right now we have a temperature of 66 degrees on Friends Plaza, and we are actually 67 now. It's right on the borderline. And we have been tracking some rain and thunderstorms for the last day and a half, and Mike Sola was here during most of the overnight, and I'm now going to be taking the helm for a while here on the weather. And rain is still continuing to fall over our